Raymond Felton had 24 points and 7 assists as the Blazers knocked off the Warriors 90-87. LaMarcus Aldridge added 18 plus 9 rebounds for the Blazers and says they came out at halftime on a mission.
We picked it up in the second half. You know, we tried to, you know, not let them get as easy looks. Jenkins was amazing, and you know, he didn't miss, so we tried to pick it up on him and, you know, not give him easy looks anymore.
Aldridge hit a turnaround fadeaway that gave the Blazers the lead in the last minutes. He added a pair of free throws in the final seconds for the final margin. Blazers have now won 2 of their last 3. By the way, Nicholas Batum, 17 points and 8 boards in the win. Now, the playoffs, not out of the question for the Blazers, although with 17 games remaining, it is a tall order. They are currently in 12th place in the Western Conference, but they are just 3 games behind current number 8 Houston, although Denver, Phoenix, and Minnesota are in between the Blazers and Houston. So we'll have to see how things go in the last 17 games. Don't miss a single one of them. We'll have them all for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Elsewhere in the league last night, Phoenix down Cleveland, Minnesota better than Denver. Atlanta and Utah went 4, count them, 4 overtimes before the Hawks came away with a win. Boston over Washington, Philadelphia fell to San Antonio, Oklahoma City upended Miami, and the Lakers lost to Memphis. Next up for the Blazers, it's a home game tomorrow against Oklahoma City. And as I said, we'll have it for you right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Final Four set after Kentucky and Kansas secured their spots yesterday. Top overall seed Kentucky down Baylor 82-70 in the South. They move on to face rival Louisville in the New Orleans on Saturday. Second seeded Kansas knocked off top seeded North Carolina 80-67 in the Midwest. Jayhawks take on Ohio State. Winners will collide in the national championship game on Monday, April 2nd. Tiger Woods back in the win column after claiming the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He finished 13-under for the tourney, 5 strokes ahead of runner-up Graham McDowell. Tiger's first win since the 2009 BMW Championship is also his 7th career win at Bay Hill. But Arnold Palmer missed the end of his own tournament. The legendary golfer was taken to the hospital due to blood pressure problems about 15 minutes before Tiger won to snap his 30-month winless drought on the tour. Palmer was having issues with a new medication. 82-year-old Palmer won 62 times on the PGA Tour, including 7 majors and 10 more times on the Champions Tour. Finally, defending Sprint Cup champion Tony Stewart picked up his 2nd win of the season during a rain-shortened Auto Club 400. Stewart passed Kyle Busch on lap 86 of the scheduled 400-mile race, held the lead when the rain arrived on lap 123, forcing the first and only caution. NASCAR officials called the race 30 minutes later. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.